Kind of daf m'sachtes, but become a daf beis. We're getting on the beis. We're going to test master. We're going to the gemara that the ilu av. Oh, so we come to the halachas of tuma. You see, told the same as lav creates them. Why? Because whereas by the primary category of tuma, the mekalim, it contaminates people and vessels. But told this only oichla mashkin, not other mekalim. Tosfos says, "Goris, that's the girsa as we have it in the gemara. The legacy of the girsa should not be instead of other mekalim, other ubagadim, a person and garments. Kushim loshin zemash. But that wording actually would sound like." What's unique about garments versus other vessels? There's only certain halachas that have that the person who's wearing the garment, what's metama him metama the garment too, which is not true. Not every av has that halacha, and therefore that wouldn't be the probate gears. Then it says metama begin to say vare tummy mace. But what do you do with the halacha if someone came to me with a dead person? The halacha is meaning the tumma of a dead person. Basically, matechas kiyitzibay. The dead person makes the metal vessel that's touching the dead person the same as the dead person, because it says the cheder v'rekachol, the Gemara Darshan's Shabbos of Kafal from Abayz, that the sword that's touching that person is like the dead person himself. So Ami Yeshman Kiyitzibay. You see, there are some tellers are the same. We see that the derivative of the dead person is just like the dead person, and that's also avi avi satama, a grandfather level of tama. It's not true. The kati in oisik kids, but it's still not the same exact. Because oisik lematchas, that metal vessel, ain't oisik lematchas acha kiyitzibay. Another metal vessel touching that metal vessel does not become the same as the dead person too. Kamashem adak Rebbein Tam Rishim Asim Naolus, like Rebbein Tam analyzes from the beginning of the Mishnah and Naolus, and therefore it's still lav kiyitzibay. She like test master begin with the words the Gemara turn upon them. So the Gemara abruptly brings in a brisa shalosh abis. In Shire, there's three primary categories of Karen, Shane, and Regal. Which place it says, where is this coming in over here? We're in the middle of a question about if Toldosayan are Kiyitzman or not. So it says, Hivsku Brisa. The reason why we interrupt this brisa is Lafarsh Toldosayan, Lav Kiyitzman, is to ultimately explain that derivatives are not the same. They come out of the Republic says, hey, which one is going on? So we have to first explain that. What is in Shire, which is the first Abbas Mazikin mention, which in there is going to be Regal. And as we're going to explain, Regal is going to include Sarayas, which is going to be the one Lav Kiyitzman, therefore we explain it over here. But when, let's say, the horn is attached, like the way it usually is on the ox, see, I would think maybe Karen is only referring to when it's detached and he's holding it in his mouth. But when it's actually on his head, maybe then actually it would not be this halacha of Shartam. So therefore we have to say this other pasuk to explain this. So it's Taisus, meaning that I would have said it's cool me edisi that the Karen of a Tam is totally mood, Lasham Nezik Shalom, to pay the whole damages of Philip Hammer Shaina, even the first time it happens. That's what I would have thought. And then says, Vitamin, you can say, how could you say such a thing? Hey, Taisus, where would you know this from? Meaning, Emit Lusha, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Karen Mechuberis, to say this Chayim Nezik Shalom. It's an entire regal, it says, boy, wouldn't it say Karen Mechuberis? So you can learn it out from a Kabbal Chaymer. From Telusha, but Dai Ketelusha, that's Dai Lovim and then Lees Kaneden. You could only learn out what you see when it's detached to learn out that Chatzin Ezek, you wouldn't know Nezek Shalom. And Imashah Abbas, if you're going to say that you learn it out from the other primary categories of Mazikin, of the Bar and the Mav, and they have all those Chatzin Nechamadim, and that's only good according to the one that said later on, Daf Heim Adays, that Karen Adifa, yeah, Karen is a stronger liability of Mazik because the Kabbalah Lahazik, its intent is to damage, and therefore, the full Karen Nasi, and therefore, even Karen would be learned out from the Mahatzad, from a common denominator of the other Mazikin. Okay, the Fash Rabbein Tam, like Haman, like Rabbein Tam explains later on, Daf Heim Adays, in terms of the Maskal, Shekin. The Hainu, that is Lamandam, Apagin, is Kabbalah, according to the one who holds that the Chatzin Nezik is a monetary liability. Because the Isla he holds, the Stam Shvarim, generally, oxen, Allah b'chas k'shem k'ame, they're not usually protected. And therefore, it's a liability that for sure you should be chayiv, and you'd know it from the other ones. Okay, so you'd know the Nesik Shalom liability from the other Mazikim, which they're all Nesik Shalom. But the Bamandam of Palganeska can also, but according to one who holds that Chazin Nezik is a penalty. The Isla, because he holds that actually Stam Shvarim, generally oxen, you shouldn't be chayiv, because b'chas k'shem k'ame, they're actually presumed to be protected. From goring. So then lastly, Karen Makulu. That madam holds that you cannot learn on Karen from all those other Mazikin. I mean, like, come on, like the Gemara says over there on the famous base, that Kishad is Bor Binayu, that when you put Bor between any other Mazikin, Asakulu, you can learn out all the other Mazikin, but Karen, besides for Karen. You could ask and say, no, all the other Mazikin, that from its, their mood, their Nezik Shalom in the beginning, perish, dark and lahazik, they're no to damage. Whereas by Karen, the Bechaz Kashima coming to the country, it's actually presumed that it is protected. So according to that Manda Amar, you can't know it from Karen Telusha, as we say, because then it should only be at the most Chatzin Nezikin. You cannot know it from the other Mazikin because Karen is not as stringent as the other ones. So where do you get this idea to think that you need the second pasuk over here that the Gemara is bringing, because you would have thought your current mechuberes would be nezik shal. The Shabbat says what you can say is dilmanda mapak in the nezik kanas, according to one who holds the chazi nezik is a kanas. Hod the kamar, this that the Gemara is saying over here of a mechuberes when it's connected imakulam edesi, I would think yes, it's totally a mood. Your shalom nezik shalom b'pam rishayna, and you would pay nezik shalom the first time. Lamishum the itzach kralash b'ini. You're right. It's not because you need a pasuk to tell me the emu edes that it's not going to be a mood, like we said, because there's no reason why we would have thought it's a mood. Elatana hutzach lash b'inon. The Talmud just has to let us know, lahavi rayim in a pasuk, to bring a proof from the pasuk, the mechuberes nami hab b'chal negicha. It's just telling us that when it's connected to its head, the ox, its horn, that it's also included in what the pasuk says, ki gach shar ish, shar eyu, shalei tit aloyme, that you should not make the mistake to say, oh, the negicha, when does the Torah talk about the liability of negicha, ani betlusha. That's when it's detached, domi de karni brazel, the tzidkia, like the horn, the iron horns that was in the pasuk given tzidkia. But of mechuberes when detached, dark el hazik mitchilasa. I would have thought to say that it is normal to damage from its beginning, and then you would have thought to say, oh, v'nibba mebarim echad meovis l'chayv l'kitchil nazirshom. Then I would have thought to say that then it would be liable from barim one of the other ones, because actually then it would essentially be saying like chazin nazik is mamon. So therefore, the mandam holds chazin nazik knas is telling you that's what the second pasuk coming to tell us, that no, that it is not dark el hazik, and therefore it is included in the gich. Like just not to begin with the words Gemara, Musa Agav Uchu Kamashlo. That parenthetically, that it's coming to teach us this idea that Mu the Adam. Why I say Kiigayf by man, and when it gores an animal, it says Kiigach. Oh, to tell us that yeah, Mu the Adam is Mu the Behema, but Mu the Behema is not Mu the Adam. So Taisa says Vafilu Rapabin. Now even Kondar Rapabin, I'm like that he says later on Bishar Shenagach Tal Behei. On Daf Lamedzayin and Aleph, that in that parak, Rapapa says the mud la adam, that if an ox is considered mud, they already gored a person three times. Stama that generally lahavim mud la behema, it's not considered mud for an animal. So the question is that it sounds like from Gemara who just said that mud la adam have mud la behema. That's what's teaching us. But according to Rapapa, the what's the pasuk teaching us by changing yigaf and yigach, if actually mud la adam love mud la behema. So it says, no, hind davka, that's specifically shenagach gimel b'nei adam. When the ox gored three people, that Rebbe holds the halacha l'avim mud l'behema, that wouldn't make you now automatically mud for behema. Adam is one thing, and behema is another thing. Doesn't show a pattern for an animal. You're right. That's what he's talking about over there. But our Gemara over here is referring to abanagach adam b'shar v'chamor. If let's say an ox gored a person, an ox, and a donkey. Now, the gimel minim, which are three different types, have a mu'id l'koil. So the mu'id l'adam is going to be a mu'id for behemoth, it's going to be mood for everything. Now, avonogach shevachamar begamal. So, what's the other case that we say mood la behemoth, lav mood la adam? If let's say gored only animals, it gored an ox, a donkey, and a camel, then lav mood la adam is not going to be mood for a person. Now, I've got l'chol behemoth a mood. Even though that if it gored three different types of animals, it's going to be mood for all animals. I've learned a pop book, it's awesome. Even according to a pop that says over there, but that's only going to be for animals and not for human. And that's what Gemara means over here. Now, Rabbi Menachem Pirish, he explains that the hachikama. This is what the Gemara is saying. Mu'ud la'adam, what does it mean in our case, if Rapapa holds mu'ud la'adam, love mu'ud la'behema, what do you mean over here that mu'ud la'adam, have a mu'ud la'behema? It means like this. Mu'ud la'adam means like this. The case show you mu'ud la'ka, the animal was mu'ud for everything, it was goring everything, animals, humans, whatever. Then the chazamai be'behema, then it backed out of being a mu'ud for a behema. How? Because it's all three animals and didn't gore. Okay, so obviously it's not mu'ud for animal anymore. The nisha mu'ud la'adam remains a mu'ud for adam. So we're saying it's mud l'adam, we're saying have a mud l'behema, it will still remain as a mud for behema because the chazar the behema love chazarhi. Obviously, what it stopped doing from animals is not considered a significant backing out. Have a mud l'koil, but that's what we're saying when we say mud l'behema love mud l'adam means. But if it's mud for everything, and the chazara me adam, and but it backed out from goring a person, loy have a mud l'adam. Then it's, you're right, it's not going to be mud l'adam anymore. Not going a person is considered significant, and therefore it's just talking about when you're backing out. They are a public degree to the halacha of a gemara. That's why it says different wording of yigach and yigoyf for animal and when it gores a person. How do we know that a beer means shane? Because you have a pasuk melachan alf that says kashiyavar hagol. So Bereshit Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, like we found the pasuk in Ezra, it said nidvach and the even gol, which we're talking about marble stone. That gol refers to marble. So, where do we see from Keshavah HaGolol that's going to be consumed by the marble? Because Shashem Dimele Eben Shayish, teeth are similar to marble stone. So, it's like it's going to be consumed by the marble stone, is referring to the teeth. And that's how you see from Ubir that it's a shame, because you see in the Pasuk Malach Malach that Yivar is together with the word Hagol.